It's time now for All You Ever Wanted to Know, a chance for you to get to know what's going on in and around your community and the fabulous people that make it happen. With today's guest, here's Randy Atkinson.
Hey, everybody, and welcome from the Gallagher Center in Yorkton. It's our final installment of six entries that we did down here third Friday of the month with the Yorkton Rawtech Maulers. So although the season wrapped up, I'm appreciative to have five players that are going to be here today. We'll talk to them. We'll also talk to Kevin Rollick, head coach, down in Swift Current with one of his kids. Of course, it's hockey time. So he's down there and will join us a little bit later on. Keenan Sperling, our first guest. Thanks for coming in, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All year long.
Yep.
Never saw you on the disabled list. Now look at yourself. Come on, right off the top, let's start there, buddy. I hear a snowmobile was involved, true?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Okay. Don't guess. Tell me the truth now. Come on. It's the last show of the year.
Yeah, it was on a snowmobile.
Gotta come clean.
Yeah, I was on a snowmobile, shoulder. That's about it.
Oh, that's
not a big
about
deal.
It. Okay. Yeah, they don't have those, those tight turns, no seatbelt, off you go. You're off the machine, and I know you were doing the speed limit and everything else. It's just a freak accident.
Yeah, everything was legal.
Everything was legal in a freak accident. Nice to see Aiden Bullich here, the captain down there, and we'll talk to all the guys here. So that's out of the way. Let's talk about your final season in AAA Midget League Hockey. This year, and I guess some of the thoughts about the year that you have.
Coming into the season, I knew I was going to be coming back here as a 17-year-old, and I just wanted to make it the best year of minor hockey I could, and I think I accomplished that this year.
This is it for Yorkton minor hockey. This is the last year, right?
Yep.
Any bittersweet things there? I mean, how many years you're in the Yorkton minor hockey system for you?
Well, I played my first couple of years of novice and stuff in Theodore, and
right.
Then I came in first year Adams, so that would be 9 years in Yorkton minor hockey.
9 years Yorkton minor hockey, a lot of friends. Some of these guys you've played with a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I've played with some of these guys all my life.
Yeah, and growing up. So sweet memories that way, and you'll move on. Any idea what the future will hold? Hockey's still center point that we expect to see you suiting up somewhere next year?
Yeah, just got to put in some time in the off season and...
Do you know where you're going?
Yeah.
Have you made a decision?
Yeah, I put the time in the offseason, then hopefully crack the Terriers.
All right, crack the Terriers. Good for you. We need some local guys on the Terriers. They need help. And the AAA midget, even some of the Bantams, AA midgets, going to help out. Good for you to come out with the Terriers, and that's going to be an exciting time. But summer's upon you. I guess it's graduation.
Mm-hmm.
When's that up?
That's June 28th, last Thursday in June.
Are you at the regional or Sacred?
No, I'm at the regional.
Yeah, at the regional. So the 28th will be the graduation. So I guess that's the next gear up for all you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the big excitement for everybody now. It's graduating, and then it's a big build-up, and then after that, on with life.
I was going to say, then it gets real, doesn't it?
Yep.
High school's over, midget hockey's over. All of a sudden, it's like, hold it, I might have to be working. Huh?
Yeah.
You've worked all your life. You're on a farm.
Yeah, I know what work's about. I've been working since I was younger.
But Yorkton Terriers looks like a good stop for you next year, right, Cam?
Yeah, that's hopefully the place to be.
Yeah, good for you. AAA midget last season. So what was the best moment or the highlight time when you think back and go, man, that was a really good moment during my AAA last year, that something really good happened on the ice or away from the ice that... You'll take a strong memory away. What would that be?
Just being with the guys and making all those connections with all those guys that you're going to have for your life. And that's what it's about, I think.
Yeah, friendships, eh? A lot of them will be for life, I'm sure. Won't they?
Yeah, for sure they will. I know a lot of those guys I'll be friends with forever. You run into them later down the road and can have a good conversation
all right,
with them.
So I'm going to give you, I gave you guys a heads up in some of the questions I was going to ask. And Repsha over here still rubbing his head like he's got a headache trying to think up answers. But it's the worst moment this year in AAA was, for me...
Probably the one game I got 16 minutes of penalties.
Yeah, just that was a tough one. I got a feeling that's going to come up a little bit later on at the banquet on April 7th. What was the highlight moment? What's something you remember from this year? And it was just like the biggest highlight of the year for me was?
That's kind of tough to say because there was a lot of them. But it'd probably be when we would go into those centers that nobody thought we could beat them and beat the teams there.
You know, you guys had 2 4-game winning streaks this year. That's not bad.
Yeah,
you're
that's
playing
pretty
48
good.
Games and you got a young team, you know. You beat some big teams this year. You lost to Notre Dame by a goal, I think, in overtime.
Yeah.
You played the Pat Canadians well. They just got swept.
Yeah, they just got swept by PA.
Yeah. And you guys played them well. There were a lot of highlight moments.
Yeah, that was a good series. It was close. All the games were close except for one of them, but that was due to bad refing and stuff like that.
That's a hot, kind of a highlight, Jackson Berezowski's goal. Overtime, game 2.
Yeah, that was a big goal for us and to extend the series and keep it going and try to see if we can get some more wins.
Your parents are whom?
Gerald and Annette Sperling.
And you're from Theodore?
Yeah, just on a little farm by Theodore. Or not little, I guess. But
yeah. Just how close to the highway? Is some of your land on the highway, 16?
Nope, we're about 10 miles straight west of Springside.
Okay, and played your hockey there until you came here young, right? Some of the coaches you had other than Kevin Rolick that have coached you in Yorkton, a few guys that obviously would have had some impact on your game, being that they were coaching you up at a young level. Who might that be?
Well, Chad Korzak was a big coach when I was younger, and he coached me a lot. Monty Taphorn, my dad also, and Graham Garrett.
Graham Garrett as well. That's a pretty stellar group. Some pretty good hockey players in some of them families too, right?
Yeah, the Korzak, like Caden's in the dub at 16.
Taphorn's,
And Taphorn's, they're all doing well in the dub.
Yeah, you bet. So what does the summer hold for you? What are you going to be doing this summer?
Well, training as much as I can and then working also as much as I can for my dad and the farm there.
Stay in shape.
Yep.
Get to the lake, maybe?
Yeah, we'll get to the lake a couple days. That's always a big part of the summer, going out to the beach and having a good
day. Because you got to have some fun, buddy. Come on.
Yeah, you got to take the
boat. I know it's off season, but, you know. I know you had fun snowmobiling, so, you know. You can have some more summer fun, so, you know, get the boat out there.
Yeah, different times of year, different fun.
Yeah, you have siblings?
Yeah, I have one younger sister. She's 2 years younger than me, and she's playing with the Saskatoon Stars.
How are they doing? Pretty good team, as far as I remember.
Yeah, they were in first place, so they got a first-round bye. So they were off for 3 weeks, and then now they're playing Regina.
How are they doing?
They won the first game, and they won their second game, so they're doing pretty good.
It's a pretty good start indeed. Thanks for this, buddy. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
Last couple of years in covering the Rottec Maulers, and you've been a big part of that. Your contribution to the team can't be overlooked because your ability not only to play up front but to play defense too. And that's a big plus for you. It's been a lot of fun, buddy. I appreciate it. Have yourself a great summer. Looking forward to seeing you in a Terrier uniform next year.
Yes, thank you, Randy.
All right, Keenan Sperling, our first guest to kick things off here on the Rottec Mahler Show. We'll take a quick break. Be back with our next guest coming up right after this. It is All You Ever Wanted to Know on the Rock 98.5.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
Back to the Yorkton Maulers show. Hey, All You Ever Wanted to Know on this Friday, the third Friday, our sixth and final edition. And we're down at the Gallagher Center. Want to thank them. Paul Keyes will be on a little bit later talking about some of what's going on down here at the Gallagher Center. And maybe Randy Hariku will be here for RH Electric. They have not been around for any one of them. We hope the Kingpin shows up tonight and we can kind of talk a little bit about RH Electric as well. Now as we return and players that we have here right now, Reed Arnold joining us. Thanks for doing this, buddy.
Well, thanks for having me.
1 year AAA as a 17-year-old, but isn't your alma mater, your team from last year, doing pretty good again, aren't they?
Yeah, they did good last night. They got a W last night.
Pull that microphone a little closer. You are, as far as I know, captain last year. Won. And who did you beat last year? It would be South Sask Midget AA.
Yeah.
Yeah, who'd you beat last year?
Estevan.
They were the number 2 seed?
They were number 1. We were number 2.
You were number 2.
Yeah.
And I think this year Yorkton's number 1.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys you know playing that AA team.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Varanai. Hey?
Kobe Varanai.
Jeez, man, I'll never get that right. Yeah. I just beat it up bad. He's one. that you know from last year? Who are some of the other guys that are playing still on that midget AA team?
Coleridge, or Michael Coleridge, Ashton Suchuk, Vaughn Wilgosh, Evan Matatal, Jaden Haberman, and then Brad is the head coach now.
Yeah, so these guys will all, if they can pull it out.
Back-to-back,
say. Yeah. Pretty nice indeed. But you moved up to AAA this year.
Yep.
And the biggest difference, I guess, you saw from AA to AAA in the game was what?
Just got to be quicker with your decisions. Like, you got to, if you see someone open, you got to move it quicker. Like, AA, you can kind of wait and see what happens. AAA is just way faster, like, thinking-wise and mentally.
Yeah, the biggest part of it. The adjustment to your game, when did you feel like a little more comfortable? I'm sure you always, kids have confidence. I know I can play here. But then as the season starts, sometimes it can be, you know, you're not quite there yet, but then all of a sudden something happens and you go, oh, wait a minute, yeah, I can play here.
Yeah, the first couple of games were just like a little nerve-wracking because it's my first time in the league.
Right.
So it's a little different, but I got used to it after five games. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is where I should be, and happy to be here.
Reed Arnold, I called him on the broadcast many times, guy you love to have as a teammate and hate to play against. You kind of got that edge on the ice, don't you, for a guy that's not that big?
No, yeah, I'll get in someone's face if I have to.
Hey, you usually do, and you usually don't have to, but you still do.
Yeah, I still have to.
That's part of your game.
Yeah.
Right? When did that develop that, you know, you became kind of a pest?
I know, more last year, kind of, Chris Newman said I got to be kind of more of a agitated out there, get under people's skin. So,
and as captain?
Yeah, as captain.
He wanted you to lead that way.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Worked well. He was a good coach last year.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, and I think Brad was the assistant last year in Haberman, now is the head coach. I don't even know where he showed up.
Who?
Your head coach from last year.
I don't know. He came here a couple of years ago. He was assistant coach in my first year.
Oh, okay.
Then he moved up to
who was coaching then?
Grant Ozenbreit.
Oh yeah, Big Otto. With the and his big son. Who's bigger? Gotta be Otto, weight wise.
Yeah.
Like Grant.
Yeah.
No question. I mean, he's wintered well like I have, eh? So
yeah.
But height wise, they're both like 6'3", 6'4", aren't they? And he's an ex Mahler too.
Yeah, Turner.
Turner Ottenbright, right? And I think played here with Ethan Bear, who's now in the NHL.
Oh,
Things can happen, eh?
Yeah.
That you're playing alongside a guy, and all of a sudden, 4 years later, you go, hey, wait a minute. He made the show. How did this happen?
Yeah.
I was better than him at midget. What are you looking forward to doing next year? Hockey-wise, have you made a decision on your future as an 18-year-old yet?
Not yet. I got a couple options. I'm going out to Alberta here in April, and then talking to Portage for a tryout there, too, and then maybe the Terriers.
Yeah, well, hopefully we see you with the Yorkton Terriers, not the Portage Terriers.
Yeah, it'd be nice to be at home playing for your hometown team.
But options are good to have, too, right, buddy?
Yeah.
And it gives you a chance. You're one of those that we need to have around here, local guy. Hopefully it works out.
Yep.
Summer-wise, what are you looking forward to doing when you're time off?
I'll get back to working out again, just doing that, and then probably working, and then just going to the lake, too, just relaxing.
It's become a part of young athletes' lives like this, and I'm sure you learned it in Pee Wee or Bantam, and that is stay in shape all year long.
Yeah.
That's a big part of what they talk to you about, right?
Yeah.
This isn't coming to camp out of shape.
Yeah.
Or you're not playing.
Yeah.
Right, you got to be ready. So working out all year long is now
just normal.
It's common practice for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to be in shape. You got to be in an elite shape to play in higher levels. So.
And then you get on the beach, and then the girls go, holy man, that Reed Arnold's ripped.
Yeah.
Huh? That's nothing wrong with that.
There's positives, too.
There's positives all over the place. What was the most fun thing that happened to you this year playing with the Yorkton Rottweilers?
Probably playoffs and all, a good atmosphere here.
It's fun.
Fun. Okay. A lot of people come watch, and then especially game two here was unbelievable overtime.
Yeah, that was a beauty. That
was
one
fun.
There. Yeah, and that's what it's about, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know you keep saying fun, and that's what it needs to be still, right?
Yep.
Even at the high levels of hockey and the intense competition, you still got to be having fun.
Yeah, you got to have fun to play this, or you just lose interest quick.
Yep. I know the bus went down to Regina, your brother Hunter.
Yeah.
He was on the bus and came down. Hey?
Yeah.
Saw that, too, and he's doing well.
Oh, yeah, he's doing way better.
Yeah, that's great.
Walking.
Yeah, you know, man, there's the guy who's applied it similar to what you do to hockey in his rehab. A lot of work.
A lot of work.
Hard work.
He's At one point, he was doing physio pretty much every day just to get back, just get back on track.
And has really done an outstanding job. Yeah. He's an inspiration to a lot, and I'm sure you as well.
Oh, yeah.
Older brother, man.
Huge role model, you know. Hey? Look up to him. If I need something, he's always there.
Older brothers.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's not so good maybe growing up when you're young. Sometimes they beat on you,
but now,
once you become older, man, inseparable. Graduation coming up?
Yep. Ready for
Got
that.
Got a date?
Yeah.
You do? Attaboy. All right. So everything's good.
Everything's
got the tux yet?
No. Still looking. Got to find a nice color.
Okay. Color will be the key.
Yeah. You got
to. Is that taking you out of town maybe? You're going to have to do a little tux shopping or something?
Might have to. Might have
all
to
right.
Look
well, you got to look good.
Yeah, you got to.
You got to look good for the big party. And then April 7th, of course, is going to be the wind-up for the Maulers too, right?
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Worst thing that happened to you this year playing AAA midget hockey was...
I don't know. There's nothing too bad that happened this year. Like
anything embarrassing or something where you went, oh, geez, I shouldn't have done that.
I don't know. Even like what Sperling said, like just getting penalties this year, like just stupid penalties. It's like, how did that happen? It's like, I just hit the guy.
It became common theme for you for a while.
Yeah, like a couple of games, it was like I hit a guy and I'm getting an interference.
Exactly. And I thought many times you got the raw end of the stick on some nice body checks, finishing the check, and it was a late hit or a roughing or a boarding, and I'm like, holy cow.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you get penalized for the style of play as opposed to, you know,
just
slowing guys down. I hear you, buddy. Your mom and dad?
Ryan and Deanne.
Ryan and Deanne, siblings other than the...
Just the older brother.
Just the two of you, right?
Yep.
And how many years were you playing minor hockey in Yorkton minor hockey system?
The whole
everything.
Everything. So 12 years.
You're up, hey?
Yeah.
You know, three when you were playing IP.
Yeah.
Joined up then.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, buddy. It's been an exciting year.
Yeah.
I enjoyed calling you. Your only year of AAA midget. And I think the future's bright for you in hockey. Have a great off season. We'll see you with the Yorkton Terriers next year, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Reed Arnold, let's take a break. We'll be back with more All You Ever Wanted to Know. It's the Yorkton Rod Tech Mahler 1 hour show. We got more coming up after this on The Rock 98.5.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
Back to the Yorkton Gallagher Center. We're right in the main concourse area, and this is the Yorkton Rod Tech Mahlers, our final of six shows that we had, live shows. So here we are back down here. This will be our final show, and we welcome 17-year-old Dakota Berezowski, goaltender for the Yorkton Rod Tech Mahlers.
Yeah, Dakota.
Oh, look at that. He's got the posse with him to back him up down here. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good. How about you, Randy?
Nice. Okay, now the blonde hair is gone. You're back to your natural color.
Yeah.
The blonde, of course, was the kind of that defining moment to bring the last players together, right, to have that. So then you got it taken out. Now, you got it bleached blonde for nothing. What did it cost you to get the color out?
I don't even know. Probably
free again?
$80. No,
$80.
But yeah, mom wasn't too impressed with it, so I had to get her back to normal.
Well, and I see her back to normal. It's nice to see it's coiffed up. We've got the two best hairstyles here on the Yorkton Rod Tech Mahlers. You've got Sperling. That natural thing looks great right out of a magazine. You're as well. You could be on GQ, buddy.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, get the suit on.
It's a good compliment.
Thanks, buddy. I'll tell you what. What's going on this year? You ready for grad?
Yes and no. Coming faster than you expect.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In a whirlwind year because you're in your last year of AAA midget, last year of midget, looking forward to playing, getting into the playoffs, focus, and then bang, that's done, banquet, and straight to grad.
School comes faster than you all think. It's, especially this whole last year playing with the Maulers, it just came so fast, and now it's all of a sudden it's over, and it's like, oh. Like, it's done.
Like a blink of an eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, because you started in minor hockey, I'm sure. A lot of years. So you're
3-4
hockey.
Years old, yeah.
Yeah, when you got going. Of course, you got your younger brother playing here. He's got some options coming up, too. As a 16-year-old, I guess he'll play this year. What about for you? You'll graduate out of Yorkton minor hockey and move forward in your hockey career. What does that hold for you there, Dakota?
Definitely plan on going to a few spring camps here. Probably definitely heading to Yorkton, that's for sure. But I don't know. We'll see what the options hold there and go with the flow. Is it?
You know, I'll tell you, I think each and every one of you got a great opportunity to make the Terriers.
Oh, yeah.
Especially honestly, if I was 20 years old, they'd probably take me.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, maybe not. Hey, some guys have seen me play. No, no. But, I mean, they only won like 9 or 10 games. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
it's
a great opportunity. And hopefully a lot of you Yorkton guys will show up there. It means a lot to the community. And we've got Yorkton guys not playing here right now.
Well, I don't think there was one guy from Yorkton this year other than Meyer at the start of the season.
Nolan at the beginning of the year and Budsy and the Wilkie Twins playing in Alberta. Yorkton can't have that happen.
No.
These Yorkton local guys got to be here. So hopefully you're going to be one of them. What was the best thing this year about your looking back at AAA and as you kind of just reflect a bit, some of the best things that happened to you or best things for the team, something you really enjoyed this year and went, man, that's pretty cool.
Definitely making playoffs there. And like Reed said before, that game two there in double overtime is a bit surreal with me and my brother just playing together. We didn't know it at the time, but it was just winding down. And so even playing with Jackson this year was, I don't know, a bit different than before, not playing with him. And it's just this year was just full of ups and downs.
Was indeed. Look at these guys, eh? You know, hey, that's brotherly love, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it goes, hey? Right. We talked to the Arnold boy about it, same thing.
Lucky.
And he got the winner in overtime as well.
Yeah.
Hey? And that's got to be, certainly a highlight.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Regina Pat Canadians.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
They won the Max tournament and everything else. Always tough to beat them. So when you can get a win and almost pulled it out in game four as well, too, eh?
Would have been nice to do that. But I guess sometimes things just don't go your
way. That's right.
You just got to move on.
April 7th banquet, I guess, is kind of the final thing for you guys. I mean, it's not the last goodbyes because you'll always see each other.
Yeah.
But as a hockey team playing together, is that unit of guys, it's kind of the last time you're around, April 7th.
It's definitely surreal, that's for sure, this whole year.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like that, and then guys move back home, but you make memories that'll last forever. So.
Yeah, you bet. Parents are whom?
Perry and Rhonda Berezowski.
Perry and Rhonda Berezowski, and other than Big J playing up front, who else do you have for siblings?
I got another younger sister, Emma.
Emma? And what's she doing?
She's a school type of girl, likes her band and
playing
likes softball.
Softball.
Big softball player, yeah.
All right. You play any baseball in the summer?
I'm planning on it, yep.
All right, who are you playing with? Back 40.
Back 40.
There
Blues,
they are.
Yeah.
The back 40, and that'll bring back what? Maulers and Terriers.
That's
pretty
about
much.
It.
If you haven't.
A few WHL guys in there, too.
Okay, so if you haven't played, the minimum seems like it's AAA.
That's
if you're AAA, you can maybe play. Certainly could if you're a junior or a dub guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because that gives you kind of that. Yeah, and you come back. So they're going to play for you, too. Have fun in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Hey?
That's planning on it, planning working a bit, working out, going to the lake, just full of things. Hopefully it doesn't fly by again. But
always does. I mean, this is the next stage of life for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
High school's over. Midget hockey's over.
Start life is what my dad always says. It's
the beginning, really, of your journey in life, buddy.
Smacks you in the face, and it depends what you do from there. It's, who knows?
If you can bounce back, right?
Yeah.
Enjoy calling you in goal.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing better than, you know, Berezowski with the right leg and rape your like fashion. You know, that was the save that you'd make. We got to make them sound great. It's radio, buddy. And we fired up on all of you, and you were certainly one of those. Enjoyed my time with you. Good luck and have a great summer.
Oh, thank you.
And hopefully we'll see you with the Yorkton Terriers next year.
I hope so, too.
All right, Dakota Berezowski with us. Quick break. We'll have more coming up after this. Yorkton Rock, Raw Tech Mahler Show. All you ever wanted to know on the Rock 98.5.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
Welcome back from the Gallagher Center, our final Yorkton Raw Tech Mahler one-hour show, our sixth and last one coming up. We'll talk to Kevin Rolick a little bit later on, and we still have Captain Aiden Bullich coming up, but right now Jordan Repsch joining us. Repsch, I don't know how old you were the first time I interviewed. I think you were in Bantam.
Something like that, yeah.
You were like 5'4".
Yeah, probably.
You were pretty short.
Yeah.
Then I saw you a couple years later and went, holy mackerel, who's this? Jordan Repsch, what are you now?
6'3".
Man, you have stretched out. Part of one of the things you told me, and that was from last year, I think you had 6 points. This year you had, like, I don't know.
I think 22 or 23.
Yeah, you know, like, just blew it out. And you talked to me about trying to develop into your body as it grew. Was one of the things that you grew so fast tall-wise that you get a little gangly or something, and you kind of have to develop into that. Right?
Yeah.
And once you developed into your body, you said that's when things really began to take off for me.
Yeah, for sure. Once you understand how to use your size and how to use it as an intimidating factor, everything starts to come easier.
You know, it's almost like a coach told him, Coach Newens told Reed Arnold last year, in Bantam AA, be harder to play against.
Yeah.
Right? Get in their face. Be an agitator. Be a pest. And that was part of your game, too.
Yeah, right? For sure.
You know, a big part of what you did, and face-offs.
Yeah.
Now, how do you get better at face-offs? Is that practice? You get one coach staying with you, and it's just face-off after face-off after face-off? Or how best do you improve that part of your game?
Honestly, it's just strength and timing.
So, can I drop the puck for you? Would you practice that?
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Like dropping, and you're working on your backhand or whatever, right?
Yeah, or different techniques, different hand styles, how you hold your stick.
Moving your body, spinning into places, whatever. Sometimes you do whatever it takes to win the draw.
Yeah.
But you can't be predictable.
No, you can't. Right? You can't give away what you're going to be doing. Yeah, sometimes you come in forehand, switch to backhand last second or something.
Yeah, to do something a little bit different. Tell me about this year. It was your second year. You played your first year midget with the double A's?
Yeah.
Just missed out on that championship, eh?
Oh, yeah, barely.
Yeah, by a year. Came up, played AAA, and I guess from last year to this year, the biggest changes you saw is, you know, I guess your game, leadership, all of that that you were called upon to do. What were the biggest things that you were doing better this year than the year before?
Just making sure my voice is heard and trying to be a powerful guy out there, right? Moving my body around, being a role model for the younger guys coming in. As a 17-year-old, for the 15-year-olds, we're a really young team this year.
And you wore an A.
Yeah.
So you were called upon for more leadership than you were the previous year.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Your parents are?
Brent and Michelle.
Brent and Michelle. Rep Jagra Parts and Sales out on Highway 10 in Melville. Case IH, book your time right now. I think it's something like that we go through when we talk about him.
Some close.
And sibling, you have a sister.
Yeah, Alexis.
And how tall is she now?
Oh, she's probably got to be 5'10", 5'11". Oh, she's starting to grow, too.
And what's she in? What's
volleyball.
Volleyball's a big thing for her. How many years older are you than her?
2.
Just 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. You have options, like all of you, I'm sure, come next year. What do you hope to be doing? What are your options?
Well, I've got plenty of options. Got a couple camps in Alberta, a couple camps in Manitoba. But my number one option would be here. That's by choice, playing with the Terriers. But
yeah.
Going to keep my options open, that's for sure.
Certainly hope to see you in the Terrier. You'd look awfully good out there, 6'3". Yeah, Reps leading around with Arnold, the two pests. Still together with the Yorkton Terriers now. We hope to see you there, that's for sure. What are you going to be doing this summer?
Just working, pretty much.
Yep.
Working, training, and working.
Where are you going to be working? Do you know where you're working yet?
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah? You know,
not too sure.
You know, don't be afraid to go out to NL Construction. There's Dustin Nearing. He's an ex-Terrier and a champion. Construction. He might be looking to get going. There you go, buddy. You can head out there now. But summer, are you going to get to the lake?
Yeah.
Hey?
Sometimes, yeah. Whenever I get a chance to.
Right.
Yeah.
Grad's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you got your date for grad? You asked. She said yes.
Yeah. Surprisingly.
Or did she ask you?
Oh, I asked her.
Attaboy, and she said yes.
I don't know how, but yeah, she
did. Look at that. Hey, attaboy, Repshe. Tux is done. You've ordered?
Ordered her yesterday.
Attaboy. What color are we looking at, or can you divulge this kind of information?
I don't know. This is kind of top secret stuff.
I was kind of thinking,
you know, right?
I want to tell you, back in 1986, I started in radio, and they asked me to host the Sportsman's Dinner, the Kinsman. I'd worked in radio for a month. So they said, we'll get you a tuxedo. And I said, okay, sure. So the night of the dinner, and I've never emceed nothing. And the night of the dinner, I go down and I unzip, and I go to KW Menswear, who supplied you guys with some suits, by the way, too, this year. And they unzip it, and it's a light pink tuxedo. It's got the frilly fuffle shirt and the frilly sleeves. And I looked at it in horror and went, well, I'm not wearing that. And then I thought, oh, why not? Hey, 450 people. I'm in a pink tuxedo. Man, I got verbally pounded that night. Everybody on the mic had to comment. That's not your color, is it?
No.
Attaboy.
No,
attaboy. Just, whoo, jeez, I'm relieved for you, pal. Have fun on grad in April 7th. We'll see you at the banquet, too.
Yep.
Final one. It's kind of the, I know, like I said earlier to one of you guys, it's, you guys will always see each other, but this team will, of guys likely will never play together again.
Yeah.
Not all of you. So it's kind of a neat time to be together, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Centerman, Jordan Reps, you had an outstanding year. It's been fun following you around, seeing your development from Bantam right up through to Midget, and we wish you well in all your endeavors, Jordan.
Yeah. Thanks, Randy.
All right, Jordan Reps with us. We'll take a break. The captain's coming up next. Rod Tecmahler Show. We're down here at the Gallagher Center in Yorkton live. More coming up in a moment on The Rock 98.5.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
Welcome back to the Gallagher Center. We're getting down to our final segments of what we did all winter long, and that is, of course, have the one-hour show every Friday of the month. We thank the Gallagher Center, RH Electric, our sponsors for this. Captain Aiden Bullich with us. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me on.
Now, I know you're one of these other five I've talked to, or the other four. They can't play AAA midget next year. You could.
Mm-hmm.
You still have 1 year of eligibility. You've got opportunity in Junior A. I'm sure there'll be an opportunity in the Western Hockey League. You have a lot of options. What are you looking at doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I got to talk over it with my family.
Yep.
We got to make a decision as a whole. I don't know. I got some options.
Is school something you're thinking? Is there a track that, you know, post-secondary or something like that?
Yeah, for sure. That's obviously one of the more... I think I'm more interested in going to college, so.
Yeah, and Junior A can afford you that opportunity.
Yeah,
right,
sure.
That you can be scouted, and you'd be a good college guy down there. You kind of remind me of Derek Sardashny, who played with Yorkton, that power forward with good hands. Went down, got his scholarship. I think he's teaching a little hockey here and whatever, eh? Things that can happen. So the future, there's some options.
Yeah.
Good for you. Tell me about this year as captain. Your brother was last year. You were this year. Some of the things you experienced as captain that were different, that you needed to deal with.
You know what? Kevin went through that whole thing at the start of the year there, and, you know what, just helping him out, just kind of taking the boys, bringing them all together again.
Something happens to a specific guy,
yeah,
whatever the inch might be, he may come to you. Is that part of it?
Yeah.
And Aiden, we need to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, if a guy's not comfortable in talking to Kevin, he'll come to me, and I'll just kind of take him into the den.
Right. Into the what?
Into the den.
The den.
Yeah.
That would be his office?
Yeah.
For people that don't know, you have to see it. And then you'll fully understand why it's called the den. This year, I guess, some of the highlights... Of what took place in games this year, are there certain moments that stand out for you?
No, I don't know. The scenario between Normie and Kevin was a pretty funny situation there.
It was quite the spectacle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, do you sit back and shake your head and go, oh, boy.
Yeah.
What the heck is going on out here?
Yeah.
I just want a shower. The game's over, right?
Yeah.
Hey, and I asked you this, we were off air, and I said it sometime as a captain. You know, penalty calls made or a call by a linesman or anything, right?
Yeah.
Coach is upset.
Yeah.
Right? But he's not getting the attention. He calls you over. You're the captain. Get over there and find out what happened.
Yeah.
Right? So you're skating over there to find out what happened, but in your mind you're thinking, man, they made the right call. Kev, you're wrong here. So did you ever go out and kind of go, look, I got to look like I'm yelling at you.
Yeah.
I think you made the right call, ref, but I got to do this for my coach. And then you skate back to Kevin and go, look, man, he ain't changing the call.
Yeah.
Hey, any of that ever happened?
A little bit. I don't know. I just got to be for Kevin there, so
I know.
Help him out.
You got to stand up, and sometimes you got to go, oh, boy, I'm caught in the middle here.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, what am I going to say?
Yeah. Always go against the refs anyways.
What were some of the strange things that happened, weird thing, funny thing, during the year that you go, man, that was just, that's one of the most hilarious things I've seen all year long.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a couple scenarios there.
See, a lot of stuff can't be talked about, right?
No.
You know, it's in the locker room. It stays there.
But that, what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room.
And I know you guys have got some great stories, but it's like, ah, geez. Yeah. You know, I'm not so sure I can get away with that.
Yeah.
You like being captain?
Yeah, no. Obviously, I had an experience in Bantam there.
Yep.
You know, it puts a little bit of pressure on you, but I think I've gotten a lot better with the pressure.
And you did this year.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I think, and that was your slow start, right, as far as scoring was concerned.
Yeah.
And I think maybe putting a little pressure on yourself that you're the captain
for
of that, right?
Yeah,
things turned around after that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Good second half for you.
Yeah.
Huh? And the team.
Yeah, very good.
And Regina Pack Canadians, okay, so right off the bat, and first game, I think it was like 2-1 going into the third.
Mm-hmm.
You come back home and win it's almost Ryder Korzak last year kind of goal.
Yeah.
Playoff winner Jackson Berezowski, pretty exciting.
Yeah, no.
Gotta be one of the highlight excitement goals of the year.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, Caden had the goal last year.
Yeah.
Jackson had the goal this year. So.
Once against Notre Dame and the other one against beating Notre Dame.
Yeah.
First team to win AAA in 14 years to win a playoff series. Caden's in, Caleb's in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But you have other siblings.
Yeah, I got two sisters.
And how old are they?
12 and 10. Maddie's 12 and Anna's 10.
What are they into?
They speed swim very competitively.
And that's the big involvement. Big brothers always treated the little sisters. I mean, two older brothers, holy crap.
Yeah.
That could have been a disaster for those girls.
Yeah, they better watch out.
When you look at grad, that's next year for you. Right?
Yeah.
But were you invited to grad this year?
No. No.
There wasn't a graduating girl who wanted to go to grad with the captain.
No, Arnie actually asked me to come be his his wing,
wing
there, but I had to say no.
You turned him down.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, Arnie. you know, but you'll be okay. Oh, he's got a light up there. Yeah. So after it's over in the summer, what's going on? I mean, you guys did some serious training last year.
Yeah.
You and Caleb were up in Saskatoon.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, that's the plan again this year.
Yeah.
The same thing, kind of, we skate with those ex-pro and pro guys.
Dean Seymour involved in that?
Yeah,
do you know that name?
Yeah.
Well, Dean Seymour is an ex-terrier, and I think he had a 40-goal season one year.
Mm-hmm.
His dad, Bill, used to teach at Dr. Brass School when I was in grade 8. So that's like his dad, and Bill went on, I know, into Saskatoon. Then Dean shows up, and then all of a sudden I'm broadcasting one of your games in Saskatoon.
Yeah.
He's running video.
Yeah, he's a skills coach now. He's actually moved up to he's in Calgary now, and he's working for the women's Olympic team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, hockey's been pretty good for him.
Yeah, for sure.
Huh? And it can be for a lot of people. Education's one way,
he's got
too.
A great mind, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for this, buddy. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no problem.
Watching you play the last 2 years of AAA and see your development. And I know the future is bright for you. Thanks for everything. We'll see you at the banquet on April 7th.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
All right, Aiden Bullich, the captain, with us. We'll take a break. More coming up in a moment. This is the Yorkton Rotek Mahler Show. We're down here at the Gallagher Center on the Rock 98.5.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
Welcome back from the Gallagher Center. We had the boys head out, and they have. And we thank them for being here today. And, of course, all of them likely playing elsewhere. The only one of the five we talked to that's still eligible to play midget hockey is Aiden Bullich. Not much more Aiden can do after playing two seasons of AAA hockey with the Rotek Mahlers. So his likeliness to move on pretty much assured wherever he wants to go. Now, I know Prince Albert is his team that he's locked up with the Western Hockey League, but don't be surprised to see Aiden playing with the Yorkton Terriers, as he touched on here when we spoke to him, that furthering his education is something that he would really like to pursue. So one would think, you know, you come to Junior A, you play with the Terriers a couple years, get yourself that full scholarship, and away you go. Jordan Reps was with us. What a great development year for Jordan in his last year of AAA midget, as he really came to light and a full force on the ice. And I think we have Kevin Rolick with us now. Do we have the coach on the line?
How we doing, Randy?
Hey, fantastic, buddy. Where are you?
Just pulling out of Balgoni Novice Carded Tournament up here, living in the rink, bud. You know that?
Yeah, I knew that indeed. Hey, I want you to make comment. We've got a few minutes here. If you could just tell me about a couple of your players. Jordan Repsch, what he meant to the team.
You know what? Jordan was the heart and soul. He did everything right at any point in time. He was a guy that worked his butt off every day. He worked out and kept himself in incredible shape. He's going to be a Terrier next year, and I think Terriers in the city of Yorkton are going to be real lucky to have that kid staying in town playing junior hockey.
Well, you got that right. What about a kid like Reed Arnold?
Arnie was the heart and soul of that midget double-A team, and he became the heart and soul of our team as well. Character kid, the local guys. Absolutely got a huge amount of respect for him. What he's meant to not only our organization, but Yorkton Minor Hockey. He should be very proud of his Yorkton Minor or his minor hockey career.
Another kid that we had on today was Keenan Sperling, who said he'll be a Terrier next year.
Sperls. I absolutely love Keenan. It's been an interesting 3 years. He's a kid that's matured. Assume some leadership qualities this year. Big physical guy, can shoot the puck, and another guy that's going to be very nice to be down the hallway to come and watch.
You bet. Dakota Berezowski, 1 year with you, but this is a kid that, again, as a Yorkton Terrier, would be a nice fit in goal.
You know what? He really would be. Dakota's a guy that everybody said, you know what? Go and do it and play midget double A, develop, you'll get your chance. Well, He won the provincial championship last year. He won our one playoff game that we won this year. He was in net for. We were very, very lucky to have a guy like him and Jordan Schmulin as 17-year-old goalies. Not just because of the ability, Randy, of what they can do in the net, but what Dakota brought to the dressing room, that character, that hard work ethic. He was always a guy that was in the gym. One of our hardest working guys.
Your captain, Aiden Bullets, the only one we had on the air here, Coach, that is eligible to be back for AAA, but he's really leaning towards what looks like education. He talked to us about the fact that probably would play with the Terriers next year, wants to keep that scholarship open.
You know what? He's a great kid. He's a great leader. I have nothing but just the utmost respect for a guy like Aiden. We had him play different positions this year because we were a young team trying to get guys developed. He did everything we asked him to do. In the second half, he started getting paid for, started getting some rewards there. When I say that, you know, he was frustrated because he's not scoring, he's not doing this, but he's doing everything else. And then you see in the second half getting those goals. He'll be a dominant player for the Terriers next year. He'll be a top six forward, in my opinion. That's my opinion, of course. but no pressure on Matt there with him whatsoever. But Aiden's just a wonderful kid, just a consummate professional, approaches the rink every day, always there early, always stays late. I got nothing but good things to say about my captain. He was unbelievable for us.
Your first full year as coach, and I want to congratulate you and everything you've done to reestablish the team, and that is get a little bit of respect back for the Yorkton Rotech Maulers. You did an outstanding job with that, with Delane Lamb, your assistant. Of course, Jason Gordon is your associate coach there as well, and you've got Johnny Ron, the ageless one, and you got Colby Ross and his dad doing videology. Thanks for everything for you guys. We at The Rock really appreciated working with you, Kevin. Outstanding year. Congratulations.
Well, Randy, thank you very much. You know what? A huge part of their development is what you provide to the boys, giving them interviews, getting them ready for that next stage of their life. And also our parents cannot tell you how much I hear from them and how much they appreciate what you and The Rock do over there. And can't do this without RH Electric. Randy and his boys over there, we want to thank them. It's been an absolutely awesome year. The show's been a great thing for not only our boys and for the community, but for them as well, and obviously for what you guys do at The Rock. Thank you, Randy.
Hey, I appreciate it, buddy. And we'll see you April 7th at the Big Windup.
April 7th at the big windup. Also want to give a shout out. Our camp is April 20th to 22nd is an open camp. So if you have not received an invitation and you're a local kid, you're invited. We want everybody out there. Go to our website, YorktonAAAMidget.com. There's a camp form there. Please register. We want to give everybody a shot here. We've got a lot of openings next year.
You do indeed. In closing, anything else, Coach?
Nothing. Appreciate everything, you guys. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. Kevin Rolick, of course, head coach, general manager of the Yorkton Rawtec Maulers. Been a lot of fun down here for six different occasions, the third Friday of every month when we did the Yorkton Rawtec Mahler show. Want to thank all the players, and as we said, as the season is over, officially it'll come to an end April 7th when they have their banquet, and then right after that, right back at it with spring camp coming on. Hockey never seems to end, does it? Want to thank all the players, especially here. Jordan Reps, who was here along with Dakota Berezowski, Reed Arnold, Keenan Sperling, Aiden Bullich, and the coach, Kevin Rolick. Thanks to RH Electric and the Gallagher Center sponsors for our coaches show that comes to an end today. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll do it all again starting hockey season in September. All you ever wanted to know, the Yorkton Rawtec Maulers down here at the Gallagher Center. For the Rock 98.5, I'm Randy Atkinson.
Thanks for listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you or your organization would like to appear on the program, call Jordan at 306-786-7625. All You Ever Wanted to Know, only on The Rock 98.5.